Breaking news on News 1130. It could be just the first black eye for the Tory government this week. A report from a House of Commons committee has found the Conservatives are in contempt of Parliament.
The 12-page report concludes the government is in contempt due to its refusal to fully disclose the cost of its tough-on-crime agenda, corporate tax cuts, and plans to purchase a pile of stealth fighter jets.
And joining us on the line this morning is University of Victoria political scientist Michael Prince. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Okay, our first question, of course, what does it mean to be in contempt of Parliament?
Well, this is largely a symbolic statement at this point. There's no criminal charges. There's no automatic penalties that kick in. It will go to the full House for perhaps a vote later today. If it's presented by the committee as a non-confidence motion, then that really could trigger us into an election call later this week. But certainly, as you've just said, at a minimum, this is a black eye. This is bad news for the government, for a government that just in 2006 ran on a newer style, a cleaner approach to politics. This is a scandal they did not want to happen at any time.
Have we ever seen something like this before in Canadian politics?
Yes, we'd have to go back, though, a long time, 80, 90 years ago, when we'd see contempt or abuse of power motions. There was another one in the late 1950s around the last days of a Liberal government then, and John Diefenbaker's appearance on the national scene politically as Prime Minister. So these things are very rare occasions. They were probably taken more seriously in those days than, quite frankly, we take these kinds of motions today. They're so unusual, and people aren't really paying that much attention anymore, I'm afraid, to Parliament or the House of Commons. But certainly it is a stain. It's a mark. It also shows, I think, that the opposition parties are cooperating on this, which suggests to me that if there was a motion of non-confidence later this week, that the three parties would vote the government down and we would be seeing an election coming.
Is there any way the Harper government can put any sort of positive spin on this?
Well, the one thing they've got going right now is in the Senate. In the upper chamber, there is a similar kind of investigation into a Liberal senator who's actually been found of some charges as well. So they might go tit for tat on this, and that perhaps we'll see a Conservative motion coming out of the Senate on criticizing and perhaps censoring a senator. That's a fairly rare occasion as well. So they might want to fight fire with fire, but this will just escalate for the Conservatives because there's at least one more motion coming out of this committee later this week to do with Bev Oda, the minister, and her infamous inserting the word not into the memo. And it's pretty clear that I think the committee is going to come out with contempt of Parliament charges. And in a sense, that's even a more serious criticism than abuse of power by the government. Not providing enough information on the crime bills is one thing, but to actually find a sitting minister of having misled the House is actually a more serious charge. And so that could happen in a day or two as well. So this is not going to be a good week for the Conservatives who want to bring in a budget tomorrow.
Now, one last question before we let you go, sir. Do you get the sense the Tories saw this coming? I mean, we have seen a lot of election-y type announcements in recent weeks.
Absolutely, and I was struck this morning, one of the latest polls showed that Canadians are now kind of coming around to the idea that if an election is not desirable, it's inevitable, and almost three-quarters of Canadians now expect an election sometime this spring. Latest polls show the Conservatives within striking distance, funny enough, of a majority, so who knows what's going to happen? I think they're not going to be too sad to see if they have to go to the polls, in fact.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Michael Prince from the University of Victoria.